okay, I'd like to talk about pricing CO2 permits using approximation approaches. And my talk is split as follows. First, I give a short motivation for our paper. And then I present a few selected equilibrium permit price models. And finally, we discuss our results. Yeah. So the main motivation for our talk is the permit price series in the EU ETS during the first phase. The EU ETS is the European Union Emission Trading Scheme, and the first phase went from 2005 until 2007. Banking was not allowed during this time period. And this price series exhibits a jumpy behavior, and especially there is a permit price drop in April, May 2006. At the end of April 2006, rumors of a possible over-allocation occurred, and they were finally confirmed by the publication of the verified emissions data by the European Commission on 15th May 2006. Jump diffusion models, gauge models, and regime switching models have been used in order to analyze or describe the jumpy behavior of this permit price series. But so far, no one has analyzed the jumpy behavior with an equilibrium model. But equilibrium models might be useful because they have been widely used in the literature with the aim of showing theoretical properties of emission trading systems, and especially of its cost effectiveness. And therefore, the motivation of our paper is twofold. First, we want to modify an existing permit price model. I'll come to this later on. And then explain the permit price slump in 2006 with an equilibrium model. So one of my favorite equilibrium models is the equilibrium permit price model of Carmona et al. Not the preceding one, but together with Affair, Hinz, and Fauché. But I think it's similar. In the model of Carmona et al., the futures permit price is equal to the penalty, P, multiplied by the probability that the cumulative emissions in the compliance period, 0T, exceed the number of allocated permits, N. In other words, the futures permit price is equal to the penalty multiplied by the probability of permit shortage in the compliance period. Or, in other words, it's behaving like a digital option on the cumulative emissions. An equilibrium model that has been developed at the same time independently is the model of Chenet and Taschini. Under certain assumptions, it can be seen as a special case of the model of Carmona et al. Chenet and Taschini specified the process for this cumulative emissions by the integral over the emission rate, which follows a geometric Brownian motion. In total, the cumulative emissions follow the integral over a geometric Brownian motion. But there is no closed form density for this QT, and therefore they approximate it. And they choose a linear approximation approach, but this has a shortcoming that it does not match the moment of the true moment. And therefore, I modified this model in order to overcome this shortcoming. And I applied a moment matching approach to the cumulative emissions to this integral. And I applied a log normal moment matching approach and the reciprocal gamma moment matching approach. And this is an adaptation of the work of Milevsky and Posner in the context of pricing Asian options where a similar integral occurs. Now I show you the permit prices for the different approximation approaches. For the linear approximation approach, it asks for the model of Chenet and Taschini, the spot permit price has the following form. It's the penalty multiplied by a discount factor multiplied by the cumulative distribution function of the standard normal random variable of this expression. And what you can see here is that this expression occurs, n minus q divided by capital Q, which means the number of allocated permits minus the emissions until time t divided by the current emission rate. And this expression also occurs in my permit pricing formula for the log normal moment matching approach, and also for the reciprocal gamma moment matching approach. And the nice thing about it is that you can interpret it very nicely, and in the following I denote it by XT. And XT can be interpreted as the time needed to exhaust the remaining permits, because the nominator describes the remaining permits and the denominator the current emission rate. And here I provide some numerical illustrations of the permit pricing formula. And I created these figures by sampling its trajectory for the emission rate and the cumulative emission. And this means that I create a trajectory for this XT. And then using the same XT trajectory for all the different pricing formula, I end up with a permit price trajectory for the linear approximation approach, for the log normal moment matching approach, and for the reciprocal gamma moment matching approach. And what you can see here is that the prices for the different moment matching approaches do not differ significantly, whereas the permit prices for the linear approximation approach varies significantly from the prices of the moment matching approaches. And the XT that I used in order to create these graphs is the following. And what one sees here is that the XT behaves like an affine function, and that minor changes in XT lead to relatively large price movements. And this gives the first hint that permit prices in a system where banking is not allowed are inherently prone to jumps. But now it would be interesting to apply real data to the problem and analyze this permit price jump in 2006. And the result is that using our model, the permit price slump of more than 50% can be related to an implicit change in XT, the time needed to exhaust the remaining permits, of less than 5%. And for this sensitivity analysis, I denoted T minus delta as the time before the rumors and before the publication of the verified emissions data. T is the date of the announcement of the cumulative emissions. And assuming that the permit prices can be modeled by our theoretical formula, we have two equations and three unknown. We don't know the parameters mu and sigma, and we do not know XT minus delta. But when we fix sigma, we can solve for this XT minus delta, and therefore get the implicit change in XT. And this H models the change in XT from XT minus delta to XT. So we observe the price drop, and I chose H in that way that it's negative if there is a price drop. And choosing a reasonable range for sigma, we get the following graph. And we see that the moment matching approach is more sensitive towards changes in XT than the linear approximation approach. And by meaning a reasonable range, I decided to cap sigma by 5%, because cumulative emissions in the total compliance period do not vary a lot, and therefore I chose this number. To conclude, our model overcomes the shortcoming of the model of Cheney and Taschini, that the moments of the approximation emissions do not match the true ones. Secondly, permit prices are inherently prone to jumps in a system where banking is not allowed. However, price jumps of the magnitude of 2006 are unlikely to occur again, as A, the measurement of the emissions data has improved significantly, and B, banking is now allowed.